Hello, everybody. welcome to my AMA Spanktervation. I have no idea where that name came from. It is currently about 5:30 in the morning. I'm finally awake enough to do this. I have been dealing with pretty bad insomnia the past couple of weeks, so I haven't been sleeping well. I planned to record this at midnight, but I slept straight past midnight. I finally crashed after only getting about 24 hours of sleep in the past week. And I'm a 9 or 8 or 8 to 10 hour a night girl or day, depending on when I actually sleep. So yeah, so that's kind of taking its toll. But I am wide awake now and ready to record. My plan as of now is this will be multiple recordings because I have a lot of questions and one big long recording would be just a pain, I think. I don't really think it would work very well. So yeah. And on top of that, initially I had a 20 spanks per question. That was when I thought I would only get about maybe 5 people asking a couple questions each. And as most of you know, within the first hour, I was up over 1,200 spanks for me. I am all for a challenge, and I will be giving myself quite a few tonight. Quite a few. I plan to do as many as I can. I don't think I can handle that many. I am a pain slut, but I think that's pushing it past pleasurable pain into torture. So what I'm going to do instead, is, I'm actually still trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. I still don't really know. I'm thinking 20, I was gonna say 20 per group of questions, but that's just, I don't like that. Oh fuck me. I don't have the questions in any form of order. So I don't have them set up with the people who actually gave me the questions before I changed it. So I don't know. I was gonna do like the first the round of the actual 20 per question. Although that wouldn't have worked because that was up over 1,200. So okay. I haven't thought this through. Oh gosh. Okay, what I think what I'm gonna do initially is 10 spanks per question. That way I have like 5 on either ass cheek. And we will see how long that goes. If I reach a point where I can't do my ass, I will use I would do like the inner thighs and my breasts and things like that. So you're still gonna get a lot of spanks. And this is also going to be a masturbation, an AMA sturbation, or at least it will turn into that. As of right now, well, okay, I have a few things with me. I unfortunately do not have my beloved Hitachi. Or I still have it, but I'm fairly sure that I can't. Fix it, because I think it's just it's done for at this point. There's no saving it. I'm just playing with it right now to see if maybe I can put it back together. And I know I can't. And I don't even know why I'm trying, to be honest. But I'm ever the optimist and like hoping that maybe it'll, I can like reattach it or something like that. Maybe I can actually. I never actually looked at it. Maybe I just have to screw it back into place. Wait, is that what I have to do? Seriously? Holy shit, I think I just fixed it. Oh my god, I think I just fixed my Hitachi. Although I'm still gonna buy a new one. Because, well, yeah, because I don't want that to happen again. But I think I may have fixed it. Wait, I think. Did I just fix my Hitachi? I just fixed my Hitachi! Does. I didn't actually like really look at it. I thought it was broken. Holy shit! Oh, this is like the best birthday ever right now. Okay, so you know, oh my god. This is so awesome. Okay, yeah. So, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to use the Hitachi when I answer the questions. I'm going to straddle it and answer the questions, and then I will spank myself when I'm done answering the questions so that it's all done at once. I am so happy right now. You guys have no idea how happy I am. Okay, so yeah, yay! Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. Okay, so I still have some of my clothes on. I have a shirt on, so I just took that off. And I still have my panties on. Let me take those off. Oh, I'm so happy right now. Okay, alright, okay. oh god, this is gonna be fun. Yay. Oh, okay, I have, oh my god, okay, I have the Hitachi, like, kind of under a sheet, sort of, so that it can, give it a little less, so I can probably answer the questions. Hopefully it's not too loud, so I'm gonna move the mic back a bit and, like, over, so it's not picking up the Hitachi sound too much. Oh my god, I'm so happy right now. Oh my god, yay, happy birthday to me! Okay, alright, so, whew, okay, first round of questions. I'm gonna start on low. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, there it is. Oh, my god. Oh god, it has been a week since I've used this. You have no idea because this feels. Oh, there's gonna be a lot of coming tonight. Okay. Oh, my god. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. God damn it. Oh, that feels so good. So fucking good. Oh my god, yes. Yeah. Fuck me. Oh god, this might be way harder than I thought. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do this all the way through. Oh fuck, it feels good. Oh god, it feels good, it feels good. Oh fuck me. Oh. Okay, question. Fuck. Okay, this question is from listen to this guy. Have you ever thought of the Kool-Aid man in a sexual way? Not even when he says, "Oh yeah." I have actually. There's a. There's a. I think it's a Family Guy episode where he's in bed with someone, and I'll be honest, I had to think about how he fucks somebody and what it would be like, the cold glass, and as I said, everything just turned me on. God. So yes, I have thought of the Kool-Aid Man in a sexual way. I've probably thought of everything in a sexual way at one point or another. Or almost everything. Oh, this is gonna be really hard. Okay. Oh, so that is 10 spanks with my hand. Yay. Okay, here we go. Oh, two. Oh, three. Oh, four. Oh, yeah. Such sides. Okay. I'm not very good with my left hand, though, so this is gonna be difficult. Okay. Oh! Six. Apparently, I am really good with that side, too. Holy shit. Okay. Oh, seven. Oh, fuck. Eight. Nine. That one didn't count. Fuck me. Okay. All right. Oh my God. Oh. Already feeling very, Oh. Stingy. Yay. Okay. Next question. Shit. Oh shit. Okay. I'm still gonna use the Hitachi for now. Oh, this probably is not like the smartest thing. I'm not gonna be able to make it all the way through these if I use the Hitachi, but yeah, okay. Whew. Okay, so these questions are from Corroded Bronze. Oh, I think I said your name right, yay! Okay, here goes. Oh, yeah. Oh yes. Oh, Oh. God, it feels so fucking good. Okay, all right. Oh, fuck me. Oh, question one. When you're feeling submissive, where, how do you like to imagine a male lover coming? Focus. I like to imagine a male lover coming on my tits or my face with my tongue out. There's something very primal about being marked by your lover's cum. So when I'm feeling very submissive, which it is a lot of the time, that's one of the ways that I imagine. Although I tend to go with everything. I do like the idea of him coming inside of me, to very much own me. That's a good one. Yeah, so it ranges in, depending on my mood. Oh, question two. Imagine a dom has stripped you, blindfolded you, restrained you. Oh, fuck. And fit headphones to cut off sound. Oh, there's no way to know what you'll feel next. Oh, what do you hope to feel next? What do you dread, but with an edge of excitement? Oh, God, yeah. This is a big fantasy of mine, actually. I really do want a dom to do this to me eventually. What I would hope to feel. No. Oh, what I, okay, what I hope to feel is, maybe something, on my breast, sort of like, clamps or something, or, something like that. I like, things that, I like things on my breast. Oh God, I love them being pinched and pulled and twisted and so yeah, that would be something. What I dread, but with a little bit of excitement, it would be something sharp. Oh fuck. I have a bit of a thing for edge play. I've been fascinated with knives since I was a teenager. So there's that bit of excitement about fuck me. There's that excitement about the sharp and the fact that it could do damage, but then I probably won't, because if you trust your lover, they won't actually do anything to hurt you. Oh, yeah. Oh, that feels good, that feels good, that feels good. Oh, fuck me, that feels really good. Yeah, so definitely something sharp. There's a toy that I want to get. Alright, it's kind of a toy. A toy. Oh God, how am I gonna get through this? It's a pinwheel. If you don't know what it is, look it up. And I actually had a dream the other night that someone was using a pinwheel on my breasts. So now I really need to buy one. Okay, next question, next question! Three. What's your favorite anal toy for insertion and retention for motion? I have a very a high quality plug. It's this little purple plug that when it's put in, it actually pushes pressure on the G-spot. Oh, fuck. And it is, I like to put it in and leave it in for long stretches of time. I actually fell asleep with it in the other day. No, it's a really good one. So that's the one that I like to fuck me. That I like to you to put in for motion. It's also very good for motion, but I have this long glass toy that goes in very deep. Which is good for fucking my ass. So I definitely use that one. It's a good one. It's a really good one. It's a really good one. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh. Okay. Next one. excuse me. Four. In your submissive fantasies,
Oh, when pain brings tears as a physical reaction, do you like to imagine your dom stopping to care for you and soothe you or continue and testing your limits until, unless you're ready to signal a safe word? I actually, it depends on my mood. There are times where I like to imagine that the dom is stopping and just to make sure that I'm okay, or but usually I would prefer that the dom would just keep going until I do finally give in and say the safe word. Oh, fuck. So yeah, I like pushing my limits, and I want a dom who will push my limits. And I am prone to, in the physical release of extreme pain, to cry. And usually the tears aren't of I'm not enjoying it. It's more of just a release. So I would hope to have a dom who would understand that it's just a release. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so I would like the dom to continue until I say this safe word. But it is nice to think about a dom at times who would know when I've hit my limits. Oh, fuck. Hitachi back. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Okay. Oh, so that was four questions. 10 each, that's 40. 40 smacks with the wooden spoon. Oh, fuck me. Okay. I'm gonna do 20 on each side. Yeah, okay, let me. I get up on my knees because it's easier that way. Okay, oh, this is gonna hurt, yeah. Okay. Oh, here we go. Fucking hell. Shit. Oh, shit. Didn't count completely. That was pretty bad. Okay, nine. What was I? 9? Ah, 10! 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. Oh, fuck. I missed. sitting down on my ass. Why am I sitting on my ass? Oh, that feels good, actually. Okay. Hey, drink of water. Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Yeah. Still gonna use the Hitachi for now. I will switch to a different toy in a while, but for now, Hitachi! Oh, that feels good. Okay. These next questions. Fuck. Our buddy, K-9 Gunslinger. Oh, shit, that really feels good. Okay, first question. How old were you when you came for the first time with the vibrator? I was 19, actually. That was when I first bought my my first vibrator was at 19. I bought this little slim crappy thing that broke in like a month. It wasn't very good, but it was the first time I'd ever used a vibrator. Obviously, I've gotten some better ones since then. So yeah. Next question. The kink about which you'd be most mortified if your family learned it turned you on. Honestly, there isn't any. There really isn't any kink that I would be afraid of my family finding out that it turned me on, because kinks are, there's nothing wrong about kinks, and I grew up in a very liberal household, with very open parents, and they were very honest about sexuality, and that there is nothing wrong with your sexuality and what turns you on, or like, oh, who you're attracted to and things like that. So, considering the fact that my mom and I have talked about various audios that I've made and the things that I do, and she's actually very proud of me, whereas they won't ever hear any of my stuff because that's just going too far, but they are very proud, and I think I actually just talked to her the other day about doing the furry one, and she thought that was a great idea to do because it hasn't really been done yet, and or at least I haven't found one that's been done. So yeah, but yeah, there are no kinks that I'd be mortified about because again, I don't think anything's wrong about kinks. Oh God. Oh, okay. Ever let a Redditor see you naked? Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, I have. Some that I've become friends with have seen me. One in particular has seen a lot of me, more than I will ever show anybody else. But yes, if it's in terms of like who people in GWA or people like that, the ones that I've become actual friends with, some of them have seen me naked. Yeah. Okay. So yes. How on earth am I going to sit down when this is done? At this point, I don't know, but well, I should be fine. I don't bruise easily. I don't. I don't mark easily. Oh, so I'll most likely be fine. Effectively made me very wet. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Very wet. Okay. Oh, shit. All right. So, again, four questions, so that's 40 hits. This is gonna be fun. So this is 20 hits on my breasts. Oh, I'm nice and tingly now. And 20 hits on my ass. Okay, so I'm gonna use the wooden spoon on my tits. So I would do 10 on each side, and I like to hit on the nipple, so. Oh, fuck me. Okay, here we go. Oh, two. Three. Shit. Oh, 29. 30. Fucking hell. I think I went over, actually. Fuck it. I'm enjoying this too much, so you're gonna get extra on this. It was only supposed to be 20. But I can't do, like, off, so fuck it. Ah, 21. Fuck me. Oh, 22. 23. 24. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, oh, 30, so now, 40, fuck, that was 40, oh god, I'm so out of it right now, shit, oh god, oh, I've got nice little bruises popping up. Okay, since I fucked that up, I was only supposed to do 20. I'm obviously not completely coherent. I'm not paying much attention. My bad. Doesn't matter. Still gonna do the riding crop. So, okay. Riding crop on my ass, 20 times. I will do it the right time this time. Okay. 10 on each side. There we go. Oh, yeah. 1. 2. Oh, 3. Oh, 4. Yeah. 5. 6. Oh, 7. Oh, 8. 9. 10. Oh, 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Fuck yeah. Okay, 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 okay. Oh yeah. Okay. I'm going to stop this one here. And then I will I'll go and record the next one. Oh, yeah.